Hi guys, so sorry it's been over a week. Definitely meant to do that. You know how time goes. So today I just wanted to kind of talk about what options you have as a dietitian, and because I mean you hear the typical ones, you know, you can work in a hospital or you can work in a school, and yes, you can, and those are often, you know, a lot of people pick those, but there are a lot of other options as well. So if you're afraid that, you know, you might go into dietetics, but you're not going to be interested in working in a hospital or with the public, and you just don't know what to do with your degree, there are a ton of other options for you. So that's what we're going to go through today. So let's get started. Obviously, the first one we're going to talk about is a clinical dietitian. These are people who, you know, work in hospitals, long-term care facilities, and this is the most common one. It's going to be the person you see if you have a hospital stay and you need to be, you know, if you're there for a certain amount of time, they will oftentimes come in and kind of talk to you about your diet, what diet you're on while you're at the hospital, and then what diet you may need to be on whenever you leave the hospital as well. So a lot of their duties include patient education, administering medical nutrition therapy. They work a lot with other physicians to assist the patient's recovery. So a lot of times you're going to be talking to the nurses and to the doctors and make sure that, you know, you're doing well and that everything is as it should be. They are especially important whenever someone is in the ICU, especially in ventilators, which is something hopefully I'll be able to cover in one of my student sessions, but it's just, they are constantly going to be checking to make sure that you're receiving enough of what you need through tube feeding. So, you know, you can specialize and you could be in diabetes. So you could be like a diabetes educator, kidney disease, eating disorders, cancer, pediatrics, nutrition support, and cardiac rehab. All those are good specialties to go into, especially if you plan on working in a hospital, or you don't have to specialize and you would be seeing all sorts of patients. So some negative things about working in a hospital may be, you know, limited patient interaction. A lot of times you're just going into a patient room and talking to them for a few minutes and seeing how they're doing. If they have any questions, you know, maybe 5 minutes tops. Other than that, a lot of times you're going to be charting. That was the experience that I had in my clinical practicum. So you do a lot of the behind the scenes paperwork and stuff on the computer. Also, you don't have a follow-up with patients. So, you know, if you're working in a hospital, obviously a long-term care facility, you will have follow-ups because you're working with the same patients constantly. But if you are in a hospital where there's people in and out, you probably won't be following up with them. You may be sending them to an outpatient care facility, but you yourself is only going to have the time whenever you're talking to them, asking them if they need anything, asking them if they have questions, maybe giving them a few pamphlets. But other than that, you just have to hope that they're doing well. And then lastly, it is difficult to educate in such a limited time. Like I said, a lot of times it's just going to be with those pamphlets, answer a few questions, maybe like write them an order for a supplement. But other than that, it's not a whole lot of patient interaction at one time. So next we have community and public health dietitians. So mostly they're going to teach and monitor and advise the public. A lot of times you may be working with data that comes from the community. You may be working in an outpatient care facility. I know where I've done some of my internships. I was at Owensboro Health, which is in Kentucky, and I would go to our health park, and they had an outpatient care facility, but then they would also be community dietitians as well. So they kind of did both, which I have learned isn't very common. I thought it was going to be a lot more common than it is, but apparently it's not. So, you know, that's always something that you might be interested in, but not heard of. So They may go around and promote community programs that teach nutrition to the public. A lot of times what we did, we put on cooking shows and programs. I know whenever I was at Marshall County Health Department, we would look at community data such as BMI and rates of chronic diseases, and then we would find ways to combat this through community outreach. I mean, it does take a lot of time, and it's a lot of, like, looking at data, and it really just depends on where you're working to. Like, a health department isn't going to be the same as, like, the health park, so it very much depends on where you're at, and you can easily contact, you know, a local dietitian and ask them kind of, like, what a typical day in their job looks like, and that can give you a lot of insight as to what to expect. As a community dietitian, you may also assist in providing education and programs such as WIC and SNAP and school food programs. So a lot of times you may see yourself going to schools or, you know, being a guest at a certain program and speaking on the importance of nutrition and, you know, why things are the way they are, why maybe a school program has guidelines. So there's a lot of room and a lot of different things you can look forward to as a community dietitian. Depending on your place of work, you may not get the individual consulting that you want. Like I said, I learned that that wasn't as common as I thought it was, so it can be really cool to just kind of like go to your local health park or health department and see what they do in a typical day. I know a lot of dietitians are really open to allowing people to shadow. So if you're interested in that, I just really recommend that you go ahead and do that. Also, if you're not really into working with data, just kind of be aware of that. And I had a friend that I worked with, and she was not a fan of data. So, you know. So moving on, you could work at, oh my gosh, sorry, my computer is just... You can work as a consultant, so you may work for a hospital or other healthcare facilities, or you could have your own private practice. I feel like this is probably something that a lot of people are interested in. It's just very difficult because you have to build up a client base, so it really benefits you to work in a different setting to begin with, such as a hospital, and kind of get your name out there and work with patients, and then move to a private practice and you already have a name built up for yourself and people are comfortable with you. That's really my advice. So your clients are probably going to be referred to you by a physician, because depending on how your practice works, you may or may not take insurance, and that's really going to affect what kind of clientele you have. But a lot of times they'll have referrals from physicians, and then they'll set up an appointment with you, and you may do like monthly appointments for so many that the insurance will cover. You just kind of have to learn, you know, about the insurance. That's like a whole nother ballpark, honestly. So a lot of your duties are going to be, you know, advising on weight loss and helping make meal plans, and then working on ways to combat specific chronic diseases. So you may have a patient come in who's overweight and is also struggling with type 2 diabetes. So you could be helping them kind of make a meal plan or make a plan to slowly lose weight, and also help them with carb counting. Or you may have someone that comes in, you know, with cardiac disease, and you want to be helping them make sure they're maintaining a diet that's low in sodium. So it's difficult. And this is why I said, like, some community nutritionists also have the outpatient clinics, so it would be a lot of this as well. You may also be asked to come and speak to companies around town about their health habits, because a lot of companies are going to offer some sort of health insurance, and they want to educate their employees on a healthy lifestyle to prevent increased costs of health insurance, which is really good for you. You get to go out and you get to educate a lot of people and reach a pretty large base. So next we have a food business industry. This one isn't as common, but dietitians will often assist in marketing and product development for a company and the best way to market this product to consumers. The reason a dietitian may be involved is, you know, there is kind of like a health craze going on right now. And so they want to be able to like make accurate claims on a product while also marketing it. So a dietitian would be helpful in knowing what consumers may be looking for in a product and the best way to word that so that consumers will understand what the product is offering as well as understanding the benefits of it. And then next we have food service management. This may be someone who's working in a hospital, a school, correctional facilities, or long-term care facilities. They oversee food purchasing, menu planning, and staff management and training. If you do work in kind of like a clinical setting, I know whenever I had my practicum, which was at Mercy Health Lures in Paducah, they were clinical dietitians, but they would also work in the hospital kitchen, kind of assisting with the menus and making sure that people who were on specific diets were getting what they needed, checking off allergies. So there was a lot to do with that. So if you do work in a hospital and you are a clinical dietitian, you may also be doing some form of food service management. The same goes for long-term care facilities. If you're a clinical dietitian in a nursing home, a lot of times you will be working on the menus. You may have like someone as a dietary supervisor or a dietary director, but you will have to check off on those menus and everything as well. So next we have research and education. A lot of times these dietitians are going to work in universities, medical centers, government agencies, and pharmaceutical companies. Their main job is going to be to teach physicians and students about nutrition. They could also work in food and drug interactions for companies as well. This is going to be people such as like your professors who are working at your university. This is, you know, you don't have to continue on and like receive your doctorate for dietetics if you're going to teach. Some people do and some people don't, which is, you know, obviously their choice. And then the food and drug interactions with the companies are very, very important, especially whenever you're considering how like grapefruit is, you know, oftentimes really bad for a lot of drugs. And so we need those people out there to be researching, especially with how many like new products and new drugs are coming out. We do need these dietitians out there to make sure that nobody's going to be harmed by what they're eating, or to let you know that, oh, this drug may decrease your absorption of this vitamin or this mineral. So to keep you updated on that and make sure that you're receiving enough of supplements. And then lastly, we have sports nutrition. This one is pretty self-explanatory. You're going to work to educate and counsel athletes and prepare diets that provide the necessary energy requirements for them. Obviously, athletes are going to have much higher energy needs than, you know, your common client. So it can be really important to understand how your body's working and how they are performing as an athlete. The biggest example of this I have is like women in sports who, especially runners, they burn so many calories and a lot of times they aren't eating enough. So this is going to lead to them not having enough energy in their bodies to regulate other organs or other functions, and they could eventually end up losing their period because they aren't, you know, there's not enough energy in their bodies to put towards that function, so they just stop. At the same time, they are also probably not receiving enough calcium, so their bones are going to be a lot more brittle. And there's like a whole section on this. It's really, really interesting, but that is something that a sports dietitian may be focusing on. Or if you know you're a world-class weightlifter, you're going to need so much more energy for that. So they have to be able to kind of take into account this person's energy expenditure and what they are trying to do, whether it's building muscle or trying to stay lean or anything like that, and make sure that that client is receiving the proper amount of nutrition for their safety. So that's really all I have on options of a dietitian. Obviously, there are a lot more. These are kind of the most common ones and the ones that I've most often heard about. But as a dietitian, there are so many options that you have to go into. So it's not like you're limited to this. You can oftentimes kind of make your own sort of, you know, plan. And I mean, I personally am very interested in going into community dietetics, but I know that right out of school, there's probably not going to be very many opportunities for that. So I'm expecting to first go into clinical dietetics and kind of build up that clientele and then move into kind of a community/consulting position and work to kind of do that outpatient counseling. And then work with the public and education, because like I said in the last episode, I am very, very passionate about the preventative measures. And so I know working in a clinical setting isn't really the best for preventative measures, because most of the times we're treating symptoms and we really want to be preventing the whole disease. So that's my plan. Obviously plans change, so it's not like I'm setting myself up for disappointment or anything. I'm just really want to be prepared. So there's a lot you can go into and there's a lot of options, and I would love to hear what you guys are planning on going into. So I hope this gave you a little bit to think about.